This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
They're willing, apparently, to leave here without funding the government. Then why should we fund any other part of it?
Representative Sam Jones is one of the House Democrats who blocked HB 3, the Capital Outlay Funding Bill. Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry, part of the House Republican leadership, seems unimpressed by the maneuver.
Holding up House Bill 3, don't understand that strategy necessarily, but everybody's entitled to how they want the process to work for them or against them.
Jones says House Democrats are prepared to hold up HB 3 and the overall budget bill HB 1 when it returns from the Senate, right past the 6 p.m. June 8th deadline for the session's end.
Everything should be on the table if we got to come back to special session.
The Democrats are upset with the Republicans' indifferent response to dealing with the fiscal cliff or advancing significant tax reform. And Jones says Democrats are fed up with House leadership overall.
Leading means getting results, and I don't know if they were prepared to lead.
He adds the House leadership also appears to be trying to bend the Senate to their will by sitting on major bills from the upper chamber.
The animosity they have for the Senate is palpable.
Senate President John Alario isn't overly concerned about the schism in the House or its effect on the Senate.
In a democracy, sometimes you have a little saber rattling, and I think that's what's going on with that. We try not to do a partisan divide in the Senate, and I think that works well for us. So I don't think there's anything for the House to gain by trying any maneuvers on the Senate. It just won't work.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.